Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got a little story for you guys. We don't really let our kids do a lot of sleepovers. Never really have. Were you like that with baby Nana? Did she do a lot of sleepovers?
I mean, she had the specific kids that I really liked that I would allow to come over a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we weren't that house. I tried really hard not to be that house.
We're same. There's definitely one family that we're totally cool with.
Yes.
But other than that, it's like we haven't had the kids do sleepovers basically at all. But now that my son's going into high school, we're kind of like, we've got to loosen the belt a little bit, you know, and give him a little bit more freedom. So he had a sleepover this weekend. A little group of middle school boys, well, soon to be high school boys, having a sleepover. And he came home the next day just completely exhausted. I mean, they were up the entire night.
Oh, yeah, you have to sleep.
As they should, right?
Yeah.
All hopped up on Doritos and gummy bears.
Mountain Dew it to you.
It's a Code Red kind of night. But he started telling us what they did, and it led to a sit-down. A conversation.
Did you have to have a talk?
We had to have a talk about what's appropriate during sleepovers.
Okay. What did they do?
My brain is racking of what I did as a teenage
boy.
Well,
we all know what we did, but this one was unique. I'll give you just what they did. The stuff that was fine was they had like airsoft gun battles, you know, with the little puff darts. You know, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That's fun. What else did they do? This one was so-so. This wasn't the conversation, but I've told you guys in my neighborhood they do the dumpster weekends.
Yeah.
So they bring dumpsters in, and everybody can just dump all their crap into the dumpsters, and then the HOA takes them off. It's a good opportunity to get rid of a bunch of stuff. So they went out like late at night and got in all the dumpsters and pulled all sorts of stuff out and brought it back to this kid's house.
That's kind of cool, though.
No, including that's so dangerous.
It's so dangerous because you could slice your leg open or something in there.
Exactly, you get a nail in your foot. Come on.
Yeah, they had like the best part was they found an old scooter in one of them and an old like 50-inch TV. And so they put the TV on the scooter and was like zipping around the neighborhood with a big random TV. And like I'm like, this is awesome. That's fun.
That's boy stuff.
That's fun boy stuff. That's fun going into high school boy stuff.
That doesn't
bother me. Kid that he stayed at the house, actually, he reminds me of a character in a movie. This kid goes out constantly and just dumpster dives and brings stuff home, disassembles it, makes new things. You know, Reed's like, he had a blowtorch in his bedroom.
I was like, does he remind you of Sid or what?
Yes, he reminds me of a kid who's like this scientist at home with a garage full of stuff. Super creative kid. So, like, for me, I'm like, this is awesome because you're out doing something. You're being creative. You're learning how to weld.
A blowtorch in the bedroom? I'm sorry.
I mean,
I would draw a line.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
It's fine. The thing we had to sit down and have a conversation about, though, as we said, Reed, don't go into storm drains.
Oh.
You cannot go into storm drains because I guess they went out like at 3 a.m. and they were climbing into storm drains.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's probably not the best idea.
That's a little dangerous. That's a little too far past the line.
And we're not talking like a big round drainage thing that like goes into like a lake or something like that. We're talking like the ones on the ground with the grates, you know,
yes.
that you can like lift up.
Yeah.
It's very Pennywise.
Yes.
And there was multiple pictures. And luckily, he's a smart kid. He's like, honestly, I didn't go into him, but he was showing us pictures of him and the other buddies in the storm drain, like peeking out, like acting all creepy. So we had to have just a quick sit down. It's like, you know what? Playing in the storm drains, probably not the best idea.
Maybe find a different place to play next time.
Well, you don't know if you can fall down in there,
Has
if there's animals.
Stephen King's It yet? It
right.
may be time to
right.
show him the
well,
movie.
Well, you know what I immediately thought? Because my dad was career fire chief, fire service for 50 years. I was like, it might be time to sit down and have a talk with Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
About maybe what they found over the years if you get in a storm drain.
In storm drains, exactly. You need to ask Grandpa to really put together like a PowerPoint presentation. No, what do the kids call them? Slides.
A slide.
Grandpa needs to put together some slides for kiddo to sit down and watch. For real.
So yeah, we were okay with everything. They went out, slept on a trampoline. They had, you know, it was fine. But that was the only red flag. It was like, we should probably talk to our son about storm drains. I think I would have rather had him looking at pictures of girls and stuff.
I know,
being
right?
In the storm drains, right?
He just didn't tell you that part.
Parenting sucks
it's
sometimes,
so hard.
But it's also quite comical, isn't it?
I mean, there's that part too.
I made a joke about making love with potato salad or something like that. Off the air, Katie's like, "Oh, I would have made love to some food this week," and I'll tell you that much
actually,
right now.
But I was doing the opposite of a dilemma because I'm telling you, shout out to Elidge Gardens because Taste of Elidge was everything I wanted it to be and then some. I guess they do this every year where they have a bunch of chefs. I believe over 30 chefs were on site serving up some amazing food.
Was Chef Boyardee there?
I don't know. He might have been in the back actually making some amazing ravioli because there was an Italian zone. They had like 7 different cuisine zones and then each zone had like a little menu for you to choose from. And so my favorite by far was the Cajun. And that's because it was shrimp and crab cakes and hush puppies and all those yummy, yummy
crawdads.
Things. But yeah, they didn't have crawdads on the menu.
Put some crawdads on the grill.
But what they did have, it was funny because the Cajun zone was all the way in the back. So we kind of, our game plan going in, I went with a friend of mine and we each had 5 tastings. So you get to choose 5 tastings from all the cuisine zones. That's part of your ticket, right? But they are good size servings. So when you think you get 5 plates of food is essentially what you get for this price. And it was so good. But we wanted to make our way through Elidge's to see what they had first before we really committed to anything, right?
Yeah. Smart.
So the last one we went to was the Cajun one and they had the shrimp and sausage gumbo and the big crab cake sliders with the hush puppies and the Old Bay fries. And we were both just so excited. We're like, okay, I think this is it. I think this
we can
is
stop
the
with
one
our loop now.
Do. This is what we're going
I'd
for.
I'd like some Old Bay fries, please.
So then we get into the line and that was the thing is it was so busy. Like there are so many people checking this out, which was awesome. It was great that this had so much feedback. But we're standing in this line and we are confused as to here's the food line, here's the beverage line. So we're standing in the beverage line waiting to get our waters and we order our waters and we wait and then we realize we were supposed to order our food in that long line as well. And so we were waiting so hungry to get the shrimp and sausage gumbo and then we didn't, all we got was waters and we were just kind of standing there like, I guess it's fine, you know? So then we made our way back to the Mediterranean zone, got some chips and hummus. We made our way to the Italian spot again to get some tiramisu. And then we made our way back to the sausage gumbo, but I'm so glad it worked out that way because they gave us the biggest helping of sausage gumbo with shrimp that you could ever imagine. And that filled us up real quick. So I'm actually glad it worked out the way it did because when I went into this place, I was like, I don't know if 5 plates of food is going to do it for me.
Like, I'm going to need more than this.
Legitimately.
These little snack size samples.
I don't think they know that this is not going to be enough.
I can pack it away.
I left so stuffed.
I saw your, first of all, I saw a lot of pictures of you and food this weekend.
I know. It's so many. So many different
first thing I noticed
things.
Is the individual size tiramisu.
Yeah.
Looked money.
So good.
I
Jeremy.
Am such a slut for tiramisu.
Yeah, and it was
good. Oh my God. And I was like, that looks delish.
It was really tasty.
Was there some sort of nacho thing that you had?
A barbecue brisket
That's
nacho?
That's the one I saw that I was also like, damn.
Which again, like the smokiness of that brisket, and then it just like fell apart in your mouth. It was like butter. Like it was so
butter
tender
brisket.
And juicy. And then it was like, I'm a big fan of nachos that have the actual liquid cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, miss me with the melted shredded cheddar.
Yeah, you gotta
right?
have the liquid.
Like, I need that liquid cheese.
You need the
cheese.
Petroleum-based product on
the
there.
The liquid gold that comes from a can is what
or
I'm
a
after.
Pump, even better if it's a pump. That's
pump
how
that
you do
cheese
nachos.
On, baby.
Pump, pump it right
it.
In my mouth.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. I'm a fan of that liquid gold, though. And so, when I saw that that's what they were serving, I was like, oh, you're not messing around.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it was so good. And then that crab cake was just...
I love crab cakes.
It was so... And then they served it with 2 little hush puppies alongside.
You're a hush puppy.
I wish I was.
So my second observation from all of your pictures is like pure joy.
Did you get it? Did you get the pure joy coming
like,
from my face?
Yes. Like, you know, I think we all kind of battle a little bit in life with finding pleasure in certain things and satisfaction in things. And we're always searching for it, right? Like nothing ever satisfies us. And I will tell you that every time I see you with food...
She's like, she don't need no man. She's just satisfied all the time.
There's a spark and a look in your face that I'm like, I got to grasp that somehow in my life because... it is such a pleasure to see you and food, Pix. I know it's kind of weird. It's a weird thing to say.
No, it's not.
But it is the definition of pure joy. Like you found it.
I tell you.
You found what everybody is looking for.
Aww.
In liquid cheese.
Yeah.